WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. A big day for Democrats in Virginia yesterday as the party sweeps statewide races. Control of the House of Delegates will come down to a few races that were too close to call early Wednesday morning. But in the WMRA region, Republican incumbents in the House of Delegates all beat back their Democratic challengers. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, November 8th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Virginia Democrats will hold on to the governor's mansion, as well as the offices of lieutenant governor and attorney general, sweeping statewide races in Tuesday's elections. With all precincts reporting, Democrat Ralph Northam defeated Republican Ed Gillespie by a nearly 9-point margin, 54-45%. The Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax defeated his Republican opponent, 53-47%. And Democrat Mark Herring will remain Attorney General, beating Republican challenger John Adams also by a 53-47% margin. Also, Democrats nearly erased Republicans' overwhelming majority in the Virginia House of Delegates with a handful of races still too close to call that will decide control of the body. Unofficial returns show Democrats unseating at least 11 Republicans and flipping three more seats that had been occupied by GOP incumbents who did not seek re-election, for a total of 14 seat gains in the House. Democrats need to flip at least 17 seats to regain control of the House for the first time in two decades. All 100 House seats were up for grabs. Democratic challengers did not fare so well in the WMRA region, a mostly rural area that went heavily for Trump in last year's presidential race. All Democratic challengers in House races here, including the closely watched race between Democrat Brent Finnegan and Republican incumbent Tony Wilt in the 26th District, failed in their bids to unseat the incumbents. Statewide, 60 of the seats were contested by candidates of both major parties, more than in any year for at least two decades. You'll find links to results statewide, including local races, at WMRA.org. Well, with Virginia poised for four more years of Democrats in statewide office, WCVE's Soraya Wintersmith has this report.
Virginia, we have witnessed yet another Democratic sweep today.
At George Mason University Tuesday night, Governor-elect Ralph Northam celebrated voters in the Commonwealth choosing Democrats for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general for the second time in a row. Back in 2013, Governor Terry McAuliffe won by less than 3 percentage points. On Tuesday night, Governor-elect Ralph Northam won by nearly 9 points. Running mate Justin Fairfax won by about 5 points, and Attorney General Mark Herring was re-elected with a 6.5-point victory. Northam is scheduled to hold a press conference in Richmond later today. Soraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
Many observers in Virginia expected a long night, but it only took about an hour and a half after polls closed for Ralph Northam, the Democrat, to win the race for Virginia's governor. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain was with Republican Ed Gillespie outside Richmond.
Gillespie thanked volunteers, his running mates, and his family. He said he's rooting for Ralph Northam, Virginia's next governor, to succeed, and he knows his supporters are as well.
Because we all love the Commonwealth of Virginia, and we will continue to root for the Commonwealth of Virginia to do well, and hope that our governor is successful in that regard.
Gillespie did rack up votes from more than a million Virginians. He says their concerns are real.
About the need for more opportunity here in the Commonwealth, the need for more creation of good-paying, full-time, stable jobs.
Republicans also lost the race for lieutenant governor, attorney general, and a number of state legislative seats. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
There are still several House races too close to call, and the control of the House of Delegates is in the balance. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has response on a pretty bad night for Republicans from Republican leadership.
Earlier this fall, John Whitbeck, chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, told me that if they lose these statewide races, Virginia will no longer be considered a swing state. I asked him if he's standing by that statement, and here's what he told me.
Yeah, I think we have to accept the fact that Virginia's changed significantly, and I think that we got to double down on our minority engagement. I think there's a lot of work to do. Northern Virginia, where I live, A lot of delegates lost their House races tonight. And look, I've been talking about this all along since I became chairman, how important this is, because I came from California and I'm seeing a lot of what happened there happening here. And party's got to wake up and get the job done.
President Donald Trump has also chimed in on Twitter. He said, quote, Ed Gillespie worked hard but did not embrace me or what I stand for. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Well, it's not just election news today. Virginia is offering a tax amnesty program for residents who owe back taxes. But as WCBE's Charles Fishburne reports, the deadline is just 1 week away.
There are hundreds of thousands of Virginians who owe back taxes. And Paige Tucker at the Department of Taxation says the state is making every effort to collect the money without extra penalties.
In September, we sent almost 400,000 mailers to taxpayers who owed back taxes.
Under the program, she says, most individuals, corporations, estates, trusts, and partnerships can take care of their obligations with no penalties and half the interest. But the clock is ticking.
At the end of the amnesty period, an additional 20% penalty will be assessed on any remaining amnesty-qualified liabilities.
The program is designed to collect $89.5 million worth of money owed to the state. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Finally, the 30th Annual Virginia Film Festival kicks off Thursday with more than 120 films over the weekend throughout Charlottesville. WMRA's Marguerite Gallerini has this preview.
The fun has just begun.
The renowned Virginia Film Festival will blow out its 30th candle this year with blockbusters, short films, plus new discoveries and foreign films. And you can ease into it with the classics. Bonnie and Clyde, Broadcast News, Beetlejuice.
Can you be scary?
What do you think of this?
A recent big hit nominated for 3 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, is Hidden Figures, based on the book by UVA alumna Margot Lee Shetterly. It recounts the true story of a group of black female mathematicians working during the early days of the space race at NASA, while also dealing with segregation.
Let me ask you, if you were a white male, would you wish to be an engineer?
I wouldn't have to. I'd already be one.
If you missed the chance to see the film when Shetterly presented it at the Paramount back in September, you have another chance to catch it on Sunday. And you're in luck. The author will be available again for a discussion after the screening.
Yes, they let women do some things at NASA, Mr. Johnson. And it's not because we wear skirts. It's because we wear glasses.
Hidden Figures is part of the festival's special focus this year, Race in America. VFF collaborated with James Madison's Montpelier, which has revisited its own slavery legacy with exhibitions and even the recreation of slave dwellings on its historic property. As part of this focus on race, the festival will also screen the documentary Four Little Girls, telling the story of the 1963 terrorist bomb attack by white supremacists on a Baptist church in Alabama that killed 4 black girls.
These little girls would never get a chance to realize life because of some person's decision to make them the victims of why the movement should stop.
And as usual, notable Hollywood names will be present again this year. Director and Oscar winner Spike Lee will engage in a discussion of the film prior to the screening on Saturday afternoon. As a side note, the last living convicted bomber of this attack, former KKK member Thomas Edwin Blanton Jr., who was convicted only in 2001, was denied parole last year. It was also inevitable that the events of August 12th would be addressed somehow. So on Sunday, the festival will screen a documentary, which is still a work in progress, entitled Charlottesville, Our Streets, compiling the work of local journalists, photographers, and filmmakers, and 20 interviews with witnesses. Director Brian Weimer and writer Jackson Landers will be present for a discussion. But that's not the only way Charlottesville will make its mark on this festival.
The game itself is elegant and beautiful and interesting and fun. But the people that you meet and the friends that you make, that's the treasure.
VFF again this year is showcasing Virginia filmmaking through a collection of movies made or having roots in the Commonwealth. And one of them is Double Dummy, a documentary on the game of bridge by local bridge aficionado John McAllister.
I'm Jory Grossack, mother of Adam and Zachary.
When I have to tell my friends on a Saturday night or Friday night that I can't hang out because I have to go to a bridge tournament. All right, fine. Like, eventually they got used to it, though. So.
Saturday is the festival's family day, hosted on UVA Arts Grounds, and it will feature crafts, performances, music, and free arts-inspired workshops. And you can see for free Harry Potter and the beloved Aristocats in the Colbert Theater. Everybody wants to be a cat, because a cat's the only cat. This year's festival also reaches around the world to feature international movies from Australia and Estonia to Russia and Nepal. There will also be a 100th anniversary screening of Charlie Chaplin's The Immigrant, and even the season 6 final episode of the series Homeland. And this year, the famous shot-by-shot workshop will take a look at the quirky black comedy drama Harold and Maude.
Harold?
Which the Library of Congress selected for preservation in the National Film Registry in 1997.
Try something new each day. After all, we're given life to find it out. It doesn't last forever.
For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.
You'll find a link to more information about the Virginia Film Festival, as well as our ongoing coverage of the election results at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Wednesday.